dude. Let's talk business. I was out in Montreal with Blake Griffin. Pissed myself.
Woo!
Balled out, dude. What else is there to say?
I'm trying to think of all the friends we have now. Every friend you get, I have too. So I'm like, nice. Birdman's my friend now. Blake Griffin's my friend now. Who else do I have? That's all that matters.
I'm only stacking sick basketball players.
That'd be sick if you became like a almost Kardashian level, like becoming, instead of like fucking you, like being a friend of yours was like a sick status symbol kind of.
I'm pretty sure Blake Griffin wasn't really getting fucked up at all. Yeah, that's like the Kardashian thing. A cool NBA player just watches me black out. That's like that NBA player fucking a Kardashian.
Tyga starts hanging out with you.
Me and Tyga are going to definitely become friends.
Dude, so no diggity, no what was doubt. What's Blake Griffin all about?
Blake Griffin is all about, dude, he just loves comedy.
Does he
loves
really?
It. He saw my set.
Future Shaq in the making?
He could be a Shaq in the making. Yeah, he hangs. He did like the roast battle. Yeah.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
How tall is he?
Not that tall in person, but yes, he is a giant. I was blacked out. I walked out. I was like shit-faced. And this is a story reported to me. I don't know if this is true. Doesn't sound like something I would do.
Could be a hit piece. Sure.
This could be a hit piece for sure. A lot of there's a lot of people that would put out a hit piece around there.
Yeah,
it's all industry. Let me say that the industry and the globalists were there.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not trying to dog whistle, but the entertainment industry was
Al Jazeera
there.
Would disagree.
Al Jazeera was there. They were there. But no, I at the end of the night I got fucking hammered
after the set. Out there.
Yeah, after my first New Faces in Montreal, I got fucking retarded. Kid, but most of the people left.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 4 a.m. Like the place is emptying out. Place is emptying out a little. Every night was late.
So just
like
crawling with showbiz urchins at this point.
Yeah, the bottom of the barrel. But
why would industry be up at 4 in the morning? What the fuck are they doing?
The whole thing in Montreal is a party for industry. It's a vacation for industry.
Okay, yeah.
They're not even trying anymore to find new talent. Like it used to be, like you go up if you smashed at New Faces, you left with like a TV deal.
Yeah,
like every time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, oh, you're all right.
Well, they're being kind of like, again, they're kind of getting pushed out by the internet a little bit.
Not yet, slowly.
But Schultz
was there. Andrew Schultz was there. And he's leading the charge on that.
Really?
Yeah, like pure fucking internet.
So he's like, fuck everybody.
Now he's selling out.
Everywhere. Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as someone comes to you with a bunch of cash, you're like.
No. I mean selling out theaters.
Oh, wow.
Like selling out shows.
They meant selling out.
No. He's going full fucking independent internet. Instagram, all that. Like, he set the precedent for comics making short clips with, like, subtitles.
Really?
You see it a lot on
Instagram.
How
long ago did he do that?
I don't know. He's the one who's really marketing off of that.
Like, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of the man, the legendary Ski Carter, dude. And that's been the game forever, man. For the last, like, 5 years.
True.
He's an appropriator, dude. First of all,
do you know Andrew Schultz?
No,
he talks like that.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's a bit of a wig.
Classic. You ever see Tom McDonald?
New York wig though. That
really?
Type, that type, like Rappaport wig.
Yeah.
Where it's like somehow that's acceptable.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like okay.
Oh yeah, Rapp's my other friend. Rappaport's with us. That's my other friend.
Rappaport fucks with us.
I was saying my friend Rappaport today.
Our squad right now is Blake Griffin, Birdman, and Rappaport.
Sick.
That's a fucking powerful.
That's all we need.
That's the holy trinity of fucking wigs.
It's
the wig party.
So okay.
Anyway, Schultz. So
viral sensation.
Yeah, Schultz, and he's also the fucking man.
Yeah,
like great. Everybody's cool.
Yeah,
that's what the thing. Like, I feel bad for shit talking everybody before I knew anyone.
You're a frustrated genius,
I was
dude.
I was just fraught with fucking tension.
Yeah, dude.
But so this is late. At this point, this is the same night I pissed my pants. So. Yeah. You can imagine. You've seen me.
Yeah.
You've seen nights like this.
For sure.
Like Jerry from
saw you crashing
Jerry
the
was there and he was like, this is the worst I've seen you since Philly's Funniest.
Damn.
He's like, this is the most fucked up I've seen you since then. He was standing there with a particular comedian's agents and managers in this hallway.
Yeah.
And I had just left the bathroom. I walked out of the bathroom, looked at everyone and said, what's up? And they were all like, oh my God, who was that guy? And Jerry said he started dying laughing.
Oh,
and they were like, what's funny about that? And he was like, ah! Just dying laughing.
Anyway. Yeah, man. I'm telling you,
it was a fun time up there.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking blast.
But yeah, everybody was fucking great.
I just wonder.
Well, not everybody. There were some fucking pussies.
I mean, dude, the...
Fuck, I wish I knew this kid's name. I would fucking name him. There was some fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Throughout. Like, this one kid that was a fucking Canadian new face. Fuck, I forget his name.
I mean, I was telling Spud today, I'm like...
Never mind.
Sometimes it's like hanging out with, like... Like, you'd be stoked to do that sometimes, and then, like, 50% of the people have the personality of, like, the worst manager you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like, dude, you're a fucking psychopath. Like, please leave me alone. That's, like, a huge chunk. And it's, like, people who are super cool and relaxed. It's, like, there's not a lot of middle ground.
Sure.
It's, like, sociopath, sick dude.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, when you do well, the sociopaths are great to you.
Very nice.
So then it goes from, like, when you're – and I'm still new – enough that I can see, I'll be talking to Soder, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, really? I'm friends with him. And I'm like, dude, trust me, when he doesn't know who you are, which he doesn't know who I am,
yeah,
he treats you like shit.
Well, that's like the typical narcissistic. And that's like the defining thing of it. Once you're something they could use, it's called their light. They shine the light on you and make you feel like the best, most awesome person. Yeah. And as soon as you don't give them what they want, they just go like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. Because when they don't get it, a true narcissist has like a tiny little like sickly, disgusting child image of themselves. And when you finally expose them, that's what they feel. And they're like, yeah, and they feel like total shame. And they're like, yeah. So that's what happens. And if you shine the light, no, I did the same thing. When we went over narcissism, I was like, oh, I'm a fucking narcissist. Fuck. But it's like, you know,
I stand my ground. I know where I'm at.
For sure.
But
that's like when you meet people first off, man. And they're just like, okay, dude. And it's now they're like showering you with praise. And they
see other people being like, oh, man, you crushed. They're like, hey, what are you doing? Like, you want to hang out? And it's like, dude.
So
where
weird.
Where were you?
Yeah, dude.
Where the fuck were you?
What, are you nice all of a sudden?
But that's what's great about Soder and Jay.
Yeah.
From day one.
Dude, Jay came and did digital graffiti.
Jay came and did digital graffiti.
Way back when, dude.
Dropped a hundo to the tip jar. Did we see that?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We see the tip jar of the famous comedian that I brought to the show?
Yeah.
Did we see that?
Not a dime, bro.
I forget.
Yeah, well,
I forget.
I can't even remember that far
don't
back.
Don't even need to think about
I have
it.
No idea. We got, but, you know, that's standard
here
fare.
Nor there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so I slept.
Yeah.
A day of rest, dude.
Okay.
Like the Lord. I went, I did Soder's show. Fair to Midland.
Okay.
Had a pretty bad set. Then went back to the hotel, read a little bit.
Sure.
Read some fucking Blood Meridian.
Dude, how far into that are you?
Probably like 100 pages.
Nice.
It's sick.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
But went to bed, woke up early, hit the fucking... Or no, that day I hit a fucking jet boat out on the fucking...
Oh, how was that?
It was the coolest fucking thing in the world.
So what is
it? I thought
it
was going to suck. It was so fun.
It was like a Florida, like big Bayou Billy propeller type thing?
It was like a real flat because it can't be... It was like, fuck, I don't know. It's like a real flat boat because it can't go into the water because it'll fucking wreck.
So you're talking about Florida, like pontoon, like a wind powered
yes.
boat. Fuck,
and it was
awesome.
So into the fucking crazy. You said it was the second biggest rapids in North America. Like it was nuts, dude. Nuts. It was so fun.
So you just glossed over the rapids on like a fucking
little
but like...
you would dip in because these rapids are giant fucking
what
holes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. And you would dip in and a wall like 20-foot high wave would crash over the boat. It was fucking nuts.
What the fuck?
The boat filled up to like your waist with water. You're sitting in this.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was nuts. But.
What I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just describing a fun vacation. There's not really anything
fun
about
this. Who cares, dude?
That's
fucking awesome. So you pissed yourself.
Pissed myself. Pissed the bed, which by the way, I haven't done that in a decade. That was a real sad moment.
It's no big deal, man.
It's one of those things, though, where if I do something good, a hangover is nothing.
True.
Like, if I have enough good going on, the anxiety and depression of a hangover is not there.
Which is pretty insane.
It's crazy.
Think about it, yeah.
Like, the time I woke, like, Philly's funniest when I won that,
uh-huh.
I sat up in the middle, first off, on my mattress in West Philly, sat up, threw up all over the floor in my living room, in my bedroom, went back to sleep, slept like a baby. Woke up the next day just like,
whew. I'm the best.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well,
with a fucking plastic container of puke next to my bed.
It's pretty insane to think about it. Like, you could work your whole entire life and, like, you know, get your house, your necessities, or just have, like, a bunch of people be like, ah! Your brain's only made to take so much, like, you can only get so much, like, serotonin, happy feeling in your brain at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, whether you're doing, like, that or, like...
Yeah, it's the same level.
It's the same thing.
Like, I talked to you about that, that one bad thing in my life, and then it felt the same as when I missed a homework assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was the same level of, like, dread and despair. It was the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, levels of awfulness are the same.
Well, I think if you get like super, like when people get geeked out about like, I'm going to get like super rich and like I'll be happy, it just gives you access to novelty. So then you can like, you can seek novel things and keep that buzz going. But then once it flatlines, you're just like, really? Like I'm waking up with three chicks in my bed. It just becomes like, that's your everyday thing. And yeah. It just, you average out real quick again.
Yeah. Well, unless... I was not waking up with three chicks. I was waking up with piss.
I know.
I walked out. So
you're on level one, dude. You got to wake up in a piss bed.
Piss bed in the travel lodge in Montreal.
That's why you get some chicks in the bed. So you're like, which one of you fucking bitches pissed all over
dumb
me?
Dumb idiot squirted. You're a squirter. Must have been a squirter.
Imagine having a threesome with three chicks and afterwards being like, did you guys come?
Yeah. Which one of you guys came?
I couldn't imagine like just not pleasing three women at once and being like, oh man, is it pretty good for you guys?
Dude, imagine like a three-way with your tinus. It's embarrassing, bro.
Yeah,
you brought,
man.
You're packing a tinus to a three-way?
Yeah.
That's an embarrassing battle.
Or like when you get done, you're with three women all looking at your flaccid dick.
Yeah, that's... you got to be a real psycho to be like doing that regularly. Like a fucking rock star just being like, all right.
I try to get into my tinus a lot. I try to get in like a lot of tinus pride. They should have a tinus pride parade.
I bet they do.
No, I think they
definitely
do.
Is like,
they do have a smallest dick contest somewhere.
I saw that. That really bugged me out.
Yeah, I would not want to. I don't understand. What's the prize has to be like $100,000.
The prize should be $1 million. Yeah. Smallest tennis in Brooklyn or whatever it was. You should be like, all right, give that guy a, you know. But no, the whole thing was sick. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just winning.
It was just winning.
It was winning. It was awesome.
Sick.
Yeah. And then, yeah, man, there's nothing really to report on that.
There's nothing bad. That'll be an interesting thing to watch that play out in terms of, like, the, you know, the people I'm describing who I'm watching get kind of, like, indoctrinated. Then there's, like how that's going to affect on a consumer level. Because they're going to have this weird buying power where they're going to, in my opinion.
We are seeing it already.
We're seeing it already, but, yeah. Dude, give another couple, like, give a whole generation of college of people coming through that. But I think... Like, dude,
didn't
I'm watching.
Did run into this in the 60s?
Of what?
Of like universities dropping fucking hard Marxism.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, haven't they always?
Well, they did that, but now it's scaled at a point where it's like the majority of it was like they were doing it in the 60s, and people were like, "Oh my god, this is crazy!" And now that's the core curricula, at least in like humanities. You know, I can only speak for social work.
Well, yeah, that time's
the core
out, right?
Curricula.
The kids that were hippies in college back then.
Yeah.
Are now the professors.
Yes. And now
they control
professors,
it all.
Deans, and now they're shaping the whole institution around these wild political theories, which is like, dude, they cut off cargo fucking sweatpants and shit. And it's like, yeah, bro.
I've been talking about that since episode one.
Dude, I wasn't aware that was a problem.
Bro, I'm wearing a Legion of Skanks shirt, socks and sandals and gym shorts.
Yeah, but that's like that would devastate someone to walk outside like that.
Yeah,
that was just hilarious.
Every once in a while though, it's devastating. Every once in a while I'll catch that full glance, the full mirror,
yeah.
Like a reflection while I'm walking somewhere and just be like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
I'm about to go inside somewhere dressed like this.
I'm coming off of like a week and a half Avatar The Last Ender. Like I was like anime levels stoned for like a week and a half off edibles, and then it culminated with the stink tank, and now I'm like, I'm back to reality now. I like unplugged from the matrix. I'm been like, all right, I gotta take a little
break. You sober here. Today?
Yeah,
bro.
I gotta take a little break, bro.
I hit big time, dude. I entered the realm, dude. I entered your last night in Montreal. So Ari Shaffir left the day before and just had a bag of mushrooms.
How much we thought we'd be talking?
I don't know, a bag like that,
like an ounce of mushrooms. Like an eighth?
Yeah,
how
I don't
much
know.
You eat?
I don't know. I ate like a third of a bag. This dude, I was fucking.
You eat like an eighth. It seems like
I ate enough that I was like, I've taken mushrooms and enjoyed myself.
Sure,
I took mushrooms and tripped my fucking dick off.
Yeah,
like I was like, like I got back to I left the party. I was at the fucking hotel bar where everyone hangs out afterwards, and I was just like,
you told me you're out like chilling, and you excuse yourself.
I was like, I'm high as fuck. I have to leave. I was like, I need to go away.
How did everyone take that?
They all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They were very happy.
Yeah. Because
they were like, where the fuck are you going, dude? I was like, I'm on drugs. I need to go away. And so, it was a wild.
Were you listening to the Annihilation soundtrack?
So I got up to the room, turned the lights off,
dude.
Closed the blinds. So I'm in a pitch black, cold hotel room in a nice king size. It was so nice.
Dude.
I was laying in bed, like rolling around. I was like, this is so fucking nice. This is so nice. And I was like, dude. that Annihilation soundtrack so scary. So I put it on and just laid in bed, just like, oh. I woke up. I would go in and out of like being awake and not. I woke up once with my arms laying on my back, arms straight in the air like a zombie. I woke up in the middle of the night like,
ah. You fell asleep on them? Dude, what time did you eat them?
Midnight.
Was alcohol involved?
Not enough to knock me out. I was going. Gotcha. This was around like 5, where I'm going in and out of like, am I asleep? Am I awake?
That's like, wild.
And at one point, and this is like, you know, this is, I think this is hack for being high.
Sure.
But while I was listening, I closed my eyes, and it like was like a colorful like kaleidoscope that was going with the music.
Yeah, it's like awesome. It was a screensaver.
It was nuts, dude.
What,
dude? It was wild.
And I put on today, I was like, I was just like,
did you listen to Annihilation soundtrack?
I listened to the Annihilation soundtrack, and I was like, I started laughing so far. I was like, this is the funniest thing to seek out and listen to while you're tripping.
The highest my headphones could go listening to that, like,
just rolling around your bed by yourself, like, this is so nice.
Well, it was nice, but I was also hitting levels of like, I remember I was staring at.
We're also in a kind of a good place too. Like you've been crushing all the mushrooms, and now it's like this wide open world. You're like, oh my god.
It was I mean, coming off like I would say the best week of my life.
Yeah.
And I was laying in bed, and I was just staring into the corner of the room where it was like complete blackness.
Oh man.
And I was just like, darkness consumes light. Like, I was like, darkness is death, the blackness, but it's not malicious. Death and evil isn't malicious. We just call it evil. Like, I was just having these thoughts that I was like, dying isn't bad.
Very Eastern, dude.
It was.
Oh, my God.
But then I switched to Western. So I was going Eastern. I was like, dying's not bad. The darkness consuming the light, because the darkness and death isn't malicious.
Sure.
Like, there's no agenda.
Sure.
It just kills.
Yeah.
And consumes. And I was like, but then that is evil. It is
by nature,
the darkness is evil because it's consuming the light. Even if it's not malicious, it's doing what it's doing. It's still bad.
Wow. I don't know. That's very Judeo-Christian.
It was a real.
Dude. Yeah. Because so
there's always those moments
funny.
Like where you're high and you fully grasp a concept.
Yes.
Like I knew that going into that. The thing I just said wasn't a new revelation.
Sure.
But I was high enough to fully grasp it.
But you feel it, exactly.
You can totally understand it.
Yeah, that was David Foster Wallace's big thing when he went to like rehab and he was like listening to all these stupid like one day at a time things. And he's like, there's, you know, you can hear him like, that's stupid. When those kind of things do. Like you take the most mundane thing and then you like feel it on this weird level where you're like, oh my god, it's so true. It's weird, dude. It's a whole different thing.
I was thinking about love and how like
god, so nice.
Loving people.
Yeah.
It's like I do love these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice, man.
Fantastic.
It was a really nice
dude,
time.
Dude, the fact that you broke away and went fucking just rogue is
went
so
up to my dark fucking
funny,
just a dark
dude.
Cavern and explored the universe.
Oh my god, that's
while so blasting the Annihilation soundtrack. On a loop, like a 12-minute loop of just like,
you probably thought you were having an autistic fit.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
That's fantastic.
Wild
what
time.
A good fucking week.
Best, like I said, probably the best week of my life.
Damn.
Every day.
That's fucking
every
awesome.
Day was a sick fucking show.
That was the every last night like, and you flew out of there?
Yeah. Drove the next morning. The old drive back from old Montreal to New York. Nice 7 hours.
Oh, you drove up there?
I flew up, but I had a feeling I was going to get added to shows.
Ah.
So after my last New Faces would have been when my flight was.
Yeah.
Which would have been like a day or two earlier than when I left.
So then you flew.
So
then I
was like, fuck. Because then I tried to buy a flight on Sunday, and it was like $800.
What wheel did you grab?
The backseat of a van with a lady and her mother.
What?
And they chatted the whole way. No radio.
How'd you get that?
I just ran into them.
You're like, hey.
Yeah, they were part of the festival.
Gotcha.
And I took some sleeping pills. Not crazy ones.
Sure.
Just like over-the-counter fucking like Tylenol PMs.
Do you know this?
Knocked out the whole way. Listen to the fucking Stink Tank.
Dude, that was a fucking
yeah,
that
was
funny,
man.
Wild endeavor.
Listen to the Patreon. Listen
well,
to
I don't,
Stink
I don't,
Tank.
I should have done like a preamble at first. I don't think some people didn't realize that like
how fucking high
we all were.
Yeah.
There was like multiple people, I'm not going to air anyone out. Multiple people were on mushrooms.
By the way,
awesome.
What's the holdup on mushrooms?
What is
the possible repercussion?
I don't understand.
What is the downside of mushrooms?
It's like, well, when I was 19, I was like trying to convince my friends to let me climb a water tower, but they told me not to do it.
Stuff like that.
But, you know, if they figured that out where like, here's where you go do them here. I think people would be like, all right, this is cool.
So you get to like that point where you're like, I should climb a water tower.
I was 19 and I like, but it was, I couldn't, when I was 19, I was like, I was like, damn.
That's like a normal drunk idea.
Yeah.
That's an idea I would have now drunk.
It was funny because they were like, well, you're going to get in trouble. And I was like, trouble? By who? What do you mean by that? Dude,
what is trouble?
Like, literally, I was like, I can't, but like someone's going to like hold me somewhere.
Yeah, they're
going to
put you in a cage.
Yeah, I was like, what? For climbing a water tower?
Yeah.
Dude, it was like. But honestly, it's like that's like if you do that, the amount of people who will try to like jump out of a window versus like drunk drivers, it's very negligible, dude.
Very negligible.
Very negligible.
Very negligible.
So yeah, they're dude, that's coming through. I think 2020.
I got some more with me right now.
Do you really?
I think I'm gonna get on a bit of a shroom run here,
dude.
By
I
the
was
way, have
just
dipped,
about that.
Have not dipped since I told you I was gonna quit dipping.
Wow.
No dip. Bro. No dip.
I was just the other
over
day.
Over a week now.
Really?
I've been dipping. The last time I tried to quit was probably like 2 years ago. And the last year, I've been dipping almost all day, every day.
Wow.
Like almost all. I dip every time we're on the podcast. I dip every podcast.
Did somewhere. You think about dipping at all when you're on mushrooms?
No.
Okay. I mean, like, did the idea of dipping come? Was that apparently is like one of the best like nicotine.
Really?
Yeah.
I would smoke cigarettes and I got that gum.
Yeah. But no dip. That's a big one, dude.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it still is.
I was literally
just driving back from New York to Philly right now. I was like, man, I'd love to stop and get some dip in one of these rest stops.
I was just saying to myself,
I took a week off. I'm good.
Nah, dude. No way. How'd you talk yourself out of it?
I threw in some gum.
Good. I was just
literally, yeah.
Dude, I was like, Shane has to start like once a month just eating mushrooms or something. It'll take you to the next level.
Yeah.
You're in a spot now. If you go full Sergeant Pepper mode, dude, I'm promising you.
If I release my debut album is Sergeant Pepper, people are like, all right, well, this guy's retarded.
No.
You got to have a white album first. I don't have anything.
If you start eating a little bit of mushrooms like every couple days and going and doing, bro, I'm telling you,
I'm going home.
You're
going
to skyrocket.
I'm going to take a nice break from all this gay shit.
Yeah. Anyone who gets
Dems are pretty
anyone who's like in order to understand what's going on around me, I need to filter it through one of two political parties.
Yeah.
Is kind of a dunce.
Yeah, welcome to hell.
It's like on the left or the right. It's like that whole thing is like what about like why is it only two dimensions and directions?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why does it have to be perceived through fucking what about up down, bro? Fucking what about diagonal lines, bro? What do you want to do? Dude, people aren't ready for the future. I'm fully fucking ready. Trying to bring people in. I'm trying to come out of a world that
you
I
start giving
to,
TED
like,
talks
Jesus.
In like laser tag arenas. You know what I mean? Just standing up there and be like, "There's so many fucking dimensions. Dude. I'm high." Yeah, man. I got two shroom pills in my bag.
Oh, so you have like microdoses?
I got a little bag. Yeah.
It. Dude, Shane, I'm telling you, you're.
I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna retreat to Mechanicsburg.
Mm-hmm.
One of those nights, I'm gonna enjoy those two capsules.
Yeah,
and just hang out.
Dude,
you know, relax. Be in my home.
I don't want to blow your mind, dude. But I'm three-eye ravening the fact that I'm going to divine a prediction is that right now you're hot, you're blowing up, you haven't even unlocked your full potential yet. You understand what I'm saying? You fully haven't even come into your full voice yet, dude. Wait till you fully put all the parts together. Again, it's going to be unbelievable.
Or I'm going to OD.
On what? Tobacco.
Like, well, tobacco, yes. It. You know.
Well, you got
white girl, bro.
Stay away.
No, also, definitely, if you
stay
listen
away.
To this and you do bring me drugs to shows, don't bring coke.
Yeah, don't do that. Because
you're going to catch me when I'm fucking shit-faced after a good show.
It's kind of
like,
mean, yeah.
I live forever.
Bam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Don't bring.
You got to hire security.
Don't bring blow to shows.
Hire security.
It's not good.
Also, what the fuck are you doing bringing coke to a comedy
they
show?
They
want to
hang out. They know I'm gonna hang out with them.
They're treating you like a stripper.
If they bring me coke,
that's how you hang with a stripper hard.
They bring me coke, they get to hang out. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's
don't
bad.
Cheat the system.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just become my friend.
Exactly, dude.
You know?
It's
really funny.
The world of coke freaks me out, man.
It does freak me out.
Like
I got it. I dabbled into it. I fucking stuck my toe in the water, you know, like 10 times this year. And
dude.
And it, not great.
Especially with the fentanyl going around.
10's too strong. It wasn't 10.
Yeah. But, dude.
Yeah, I have loved ones that listen to this that are concerned.
They should, as they should be.
No, no, no. I don't want them to be alarmed. I'm not out doing fucking coke.
It's like 12:30. People are drinking, and it's like, I need to extend this for six more hours. Like, no, go to bed. Wake up, start again. You do not need to stay up all night and be all jammed up.
I hear you.
I'm like Reagan bro. Era against cocaine. I'm like Nancy Reagan.
You should be. It is fucking, and you don't even know what it's like.
No, I never done
it. It's like full despair.
Well, when afterwards?
It's just like instantly like, we need more.
Oh, dude.
It is fun as fuck while you're doing it. That's how it
I
works.
I don't like it. Every person,
I'm with you, man.
Every person I've been around, a lot of people I knew when I was younger, like in high school, kind of got into it. And I watched it and was like, this fucking sucks.
I tried it a couple times. Not really for me.
Yeah.
It's never really, not for me. I'm shrooms.
Bro.
We're going to go shrooms.
I'm telling you.
No dip. Straight shrooms. Shrooms and natural light and Bud Light.
Jesus, bro.
The rise will be, you know.
You don't even know.
Sing
dude.
About this for
you're,
years.
You're about to unlock. You're about to unlock the full.
Just
fucking,
become a fucking fat hippie, dude.
It's perfect, dude.
No,
who hates it? You won't become a fat hippie, dude. You won't become a fat hippie anyway,
dude. Can I be a fucking right wing Trump sassy fucking shroom dog?
You don't think Bannon does shrooms, dude?
Bannon definitely does shrooms.
Of course he does. Wow. Dude. Trust me, dude. It's like people paint the hippies. The Vikings ate shrooms, dude. They weren't fucking hippies.
True.
Shrooms are just whatever, you know, whatever. If you're like stuck in the thing, we're like, oh, cool, I'm in fire.
True,
fire.
You do shrooms. You're
I'm
not
a hippie
fucking
now.
Hippie.
No, I hate fucking hippies, bro.
Hippies are gay.
Hippies are my natural enemy. Hippies are my enemy. SJWs are my enemy. Pretty much everyone's my enemy.
True, I hear that.
You know.
Except our fucking family.
Well, some of our family. That's another thing I want to talk about. A lot of fucking little sniveling dicks on the fucking Reddit. A lot of fucking assholes. There's apparently a Reddit on I didn't know this existed on Patreon.
Comments?
There's a whole separate page where people can do like posts like Facebook. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. I get the notifications.
See, I didn't even
My
know that
email
existed.
Is like, yeah, I get the notifications for all that. I stay off that stuff now.
Yeah.
I try to. I mean, I still, you know, I'll be on Reddit until someone says something that bothers the fuck out of me, and then I'll stop looking at it for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back.